This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. Truly, we're thanking God for another Sabbath day, and we're in the School of Wisdom. And we're thanking God for the teaching that we get at 425, teaching us to be holy, to be sanctified, to walk upright before God. And truly, we have one that's teaching us the principles of God. And truly, I bring unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder. To our elders, missionary, evangelists, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day, glad for this door of utterance. And as our elder mentioned, we are getting the teaching that causes you to be holy when you yield to it. It's called the regeneration of man. And that's what we're in, the regeneration of our minds. Before we get into that thought, the choir has a number. Salvation. Choir.
Of a man in sin, a Gentile without hope and darkness. To and fro I was tossed, didn't know that I was lost. Blinded by the doctrines of men in a life of sin. But one day I made a choice. Through the sun I heard God's voice, preaching how he's holy, teaching the lost to be, recovering my sight with light. And when I heard the word, my earth began to quake. You see, I knew right then my world was going to change. At a crossroads of change, when I heard the voice, I made a choice. Accept his judgment, to follow whom he sent, to keep all of his commandments. Yes, indeed, I must be born again, and my world turn upside down. For what I truly found to be just like
from a life of sin, not first a minister, but saw God through his sister as she testified of her life. He cried, told him how she had changed, now called by Jesus' name. Things that she used to do, she no longer do. Had power over sin, and his eyes were open. Had a revival, his earth began to quake. You see, he knew right then he wanted to be saved. At the crossroads of change, made a choice to accept his judgment,
proud. I keep all of thy judgments, and be a doer of all thy commandments. And my world turn upside down, 'cause the Lord I truly found to be just like the
Salvation came. Thank God. Brother Daryl sang that number. The choir was right there. Musicians right there. We don't play like Los Angeles Symphony Orchestra. We don't play like some of your great jazz musicians. But we're in the spirit. Isn't that beautiful? But more important, we keep God's commandments. We keep His word. Thank God. Deacon Debbie, what's our announcement?
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org.
Thank God. Thank God for you, Deacon. We are God's covenant church because we have a covenant with God. We keep His word. We strive to do those things that please Him here at 425 Laconia Boulevard in Los Angeles. And it's because of a stand that our great Bishop Barfield took. She had a vision in Los Angeles that God gave her in Port Clinton. She came out and she had two followers, her daughter and her son-in-law. And the church grew. And they looked for those that said they were holy, couldn't find them. But the Lord said, where there's two or three gathered and agreeing, I'll be a God in the midst. And that He is today, yet a God in the midst. And Deuteronomy 4:6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. And the scripture speaks about numbering the children of Israel. We don't try to compare ourselves with churches that have thousands of members. That's not what it's all about. Because when the Lord traveled, He traveled with James, Peter, John, and the faithful women that followed Him and His disciples. It wasn't many compared to the churchgoers of that time and at any time. Because He says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the day of the coming of the Son of Man. And it also says another scripture, in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. Because there's a season when one's to be saved, God have someone to save with His word. That's when God restores the kingdom. And this restoration is called the regeneration of man. Let's go to Matthew's rather, 19:27. This is all about getting our minds transformed, renewed, getting our spirit born again. It's all what regeneration is. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
It's good to read, but all thy reading, understand what you're reading.
Yes.
It's called dying.
Yes.
It's the new birth. It's the gaining the spiritual man. It's all the same thing. Just another way of looking at it and defining it.
Yeah.
Matthew's 19:27, what does it say?
Then answered Peter and said unto him, behold,
we have forsaken all and followed thee.
What?
What shall we have, therefore?
He was talking to those that were close to him. They wanted to know what they were going to gain in following the Lord.
Right.
And it's first to his anointed.
Yes.
Because like the leader, like the people.
Yes.
If the leader has judgment, the people should have it.
Yes.
If the leader have a mind of Christ, that's how you get it, through the one that's teaching you.
Yes.
And I believe the Lord said, the blind lead the blind, they all fall into the ditch.
Yes.
And I don't believe the Lord will suffer ones that are blind to his knowledge to follow someone blind and let them be destroyed.
Right.
They're gonna get their eyes opened up.
Yes.
If it's in them to be saved.
Yes.
Because that's the purpose.
Yes. Yes.
He came to save that which is lost. So if you're lost, and if it's for you to be saved, you're gonna find the Lord. And you're going to find the teaching that goes forth here. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
What else he say?
And Jesus said unto them, verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed
mm-hmm. God's anointed,
yes.
ye which have followed the word,
yes.
ye which have followed the Lord, what?
In the regeneration.
In other words, in the renewing of your mind.
That's right.
You cannot follow God holding on to what you think is the way of God if you haven't heard about him.
That's right.
In keeping God's commandments.
Mm-hmm.
Because keeping God's commandments is keeping God's word.
Yes.
And if you have heard about the word and don't know the precepts, you don't know God.
Right.
So true.
And if you know the precepts and you're not keeping them, you don't know God.
Right.
That's why the Lord said in that day, many will say, have we not done this and that in your name? He said, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. That means lawlessness.
Yes.
When you live for God, you have a law that guides you.
Yes.
Read.
Yes. When the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory.
That ye which have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory. Because when God is in the church,
yes.
God is sitting in his anointed.
Yes.
You can be regenerated.
Yes, Lord.
Because you're getting the true teaching. Read.
Yes, Lord. Ye also shall sit upon 12 thrones.
What?
Judging the 12 tribes of Israel.
Now, how can God's anointed judge when the master of these preachers from Baal, that's where they're from.
Right.
Preachers of Baal. Tell the people, no one can judge you. Well, if you... no one can judge you, stay away from God's church.
All right.
Because that's where it begins. Judgment begins there.
Yes.
It begins here in God's church.
Yes.
Judgment.
Yes.
And judgment cannot go forth if the Son of Man hadn't been regenerated.
Yes.
All right.
What does it say again? That ye which have followed me mm-hmm. in the regeneration
when the
Son of Man, what?
Shall sit in the throne of his glory.
What?
Ye also shall sit upon 12 thrones.
What?
Judging the 12 tribes of Israel.
Let's go to Luke 22 and 28.
Right.
This is what God's ministers do. It brings forth judgment. And that's why so many say, when they hear this broadcast, you're just judging me.
Yes.
Nobody can judge me but God. I'm bringing you God.
Yes.
I'm bringing you the word. That's what's
right.
bringing the judgment.
That's
not
right.
so
go
much
ahead.
I, but what I'm bringing you. Even the Lord said, the words I speak, it shall judge you.
Yes. Yes.
So I judge no man.
Right.
And I can say the same thing today. I judge no one.
Right.
But the word I bring, it's going to judge.
Yes.
It's judging now.
Yes.
22 and 28, what does it say?
Ye are they which have continued with me in my temptation.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
The Lord was tempted by that devil,
yes.
but he yielded not.
Yes,
that's
Lord.
Right. Yes.
The Lord was tempted with righteousness, and he yielded.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And he's letting ones know, ye are they which have continued with me in my temptations. What?
Yes. And I appoint unto you a kingdom.
I appoint unto you a kingdom. Go to Hebrews first. Hebrews 2 and 18.
Mm-hmm.
Lord was tempted to do right, and the Lord was tempted to do wrong.
Yes.
But he didn't yield to the wrong. He yielded to him that he pleased.
Yes.
God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
We do always those things that please him. That's what we strive for here, 425 Laconia Boulevard.
Yes.
Hebrews 2:18, what does it say?
For in that he himself hath suffered being tempted.
So when you're tempted of the enemy and you cannot yield to him, there's a suffering.
Yes.
Meaning you cannot do that you would.
Right,
read.
Yes. He is able to succor them that are tempted.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What does the 14th verse say?
14. For as much then as the children are partakers of the flesh and blood.
It don't say of the.
Of flesh and blood.
Of flesh and blood.
Right.
We the children of God. What?
He also himself likewise took part of the same.
He took part of the same nature.
Yes.
Flesh and blood.
Yes.
What?
That through death he might destroy him.
So
that
he
has
had
the power
to die out of the flesh.
Yes.
Not yielding to the flesh, which is an enemy to God.
Right.
At one point in his life, what?
Mm-hmm. Might destroy him that had the power of death.
He destroyed the power of death before he went to that devil's cross.
Right.
He destroyed the power of the devil. And so do you and I, without going to the devil's cross, that natural, before going to a natural death, we destroy him spiritually.
Yes.
Same way.
Yes.
What?
This is the devil.
That is
the devil.
The devil.
Yes.
Read the 16th verse.
For verily he took not on him the nature of angels.
God didn't take on, the Lord didn't take on the nature of an angel.
No.
What?
But he took on him the seed of Abraham.
Seed of Abraham is the flesh. It's the natural man.
Mm-hmm.
That's the seed of Abraham.
Yes, Pastor.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
He came just like, and he suffered
yes.
to be made. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Luke again, 22
beautiful.
And 28. Let's read that again.
Ye are they which have continued with me in my temptation.
What?
And I appoint unto you a kingdom, as my Father hath appointed unto me.
So he's letting them know again, you're going to sit on thrones. You have the same spirit that I have.
Yes.
Appointed to judge, sitting on thrones. What?
Sitting on thrones. Pastor, did you want me?
And I appoint unto you a kingdom.
A kingdom, as my Father hath appointed unto me.
What?
That ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom.
What? The kingdom is in his spirit.
Yes.
Yes.
In his way,
yes.
In the church,
yes.
In righteousness,
yes.
What?
And sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes.
So before you come to 425 Laconia Boulevard or any of God's churches, look for judgment.
Yes, yes. Lord.
And you're going to be judged to be have done right or wrong.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Because the word's going to tell you.
Yes, it is.
Let's go to 1 Peter 4:17.
Beautiful.
I hope everyone out there that hear my voice is enjoying the words that I speak.
Yes.
If you don't have a mind to obey God's commandments, you probably don't like this. But I'm just glad anyhow.
Go ahead.
Glad to bring you what God is saying.
Go ahead.
First Peter 4:17.
For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God.
Well, that's what Peter's saying.
Yes.
That's where it begins, in the house.
Yes.
When you come to God's house, the word is going to always let you know how well you did and how well you didn't do.
Yes.
And it's going to show you God's way, what you must do. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What?
And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey
God? It always should begin with us.
Yes.
How we're doing. What we're doing.
All right.
Are we encouraging or are we destroying?
All right.
Do we build up or do we tear down?
Right.
We should always be encouraging ones,
that's
not
right.
Tearing them down.
That's right.
That's right.
Yes, Pastor.
And if you can't encourage somebody, shut up.
Go ahead.
Yes,
go ahead.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes,
just shut your mouth.
Right.
The old saying, if you can't do something good, don't do nothing.
All right.
That's right.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Gotta have enough power to do that.
Yes.
Read.
What shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God?
What?
And if the righteous scarcely be saved.
The righteous are scarce in the earth. Just scarce. Mm-hmm. scarcely be saved. What?
Where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear?
Where are they going to appear? What?
Right. Wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing, as unto a faithful creator.
That's when you've been regenerated. In other words, everything you're doing is well-doing. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read the first verse.
Yes, okay, 4:1. For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourself likewise with the same mind.
Now, the traditional thought is, he suffered on the cross. He suffered as he grew and was about his Father's business.
Yes, he did. Yes,
because he had to stop doing those things that he did as a child when he didn't know God. I know this is strange to those that are hearing this broadcast.
Maybe right, I can
stir you up and say, nah, I'm going to call him now because what is he talking about? Call us.
Go ahead, Pastor.
And I'll tell you what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Read.
For he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin.
So we, in the regeneration, we cease from sin. You suffer in the flesh. In other words, you can't do the things that you would. That's what Paul was talking about.
Right.
That I would, I do not.
Right.
That I do not, I find myself doing.
Right.
That's when you're walking in the flesh. But in the spirit, you yield to God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Philippians 2:5. Let's go there.
Thank God.
This is what we do. We follow the Lord through the scriptures.
Yes.
And the scriptures, every one of them is talking about God's way.
Yes.
It's bringing out what God is calling for.
Yes.
Yeah, beautiful?
Yes.
2:5 says what? Philippians.
Let this mind be in
you. Let this mind. That means you got the power to entertain it.
Right.
Let this mind be in you. What?
Which was also in Christ Jesus.
What?
Who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with
God. So when you're in the form of God, and your mind is being regenerated,
beautiful.
It's not robbery to say, I'm one with God. It's not robbery.
No.
It's not robbery to say, I'm righteous as God is.
Thank God.
But when your mind is carnal and you got the natural mind, say, what are you talking? Oh, you righteous as God? That's what the scripture says.
Right. Yes, it does.
Your mind has got to be regenerated to understand that if you're striving, you're righteous even as he is righteous.
Yes.
Let's go there, 1 John 3:7. Let's go there.
Yep.
Isn't that beautiful? Because
yes.
We're in the form of God. Now, if you cannot believe that, you don't have no faith. Because that's what the word is telling you.
That's right.
1 John 3:7. What does it say?
Little children, let no man deceive you.
Don't let these carnal-minded preachers and people fool you.
Yes.
What?
He that doeth righteousness.
If you're doing righteousness,
is
and it
righteous.
Takes God to give you to do righteousness.
Yes.
What?
Is righteous even as he is righteous.
Is that in the form of God? Don't that means don't think it's strange to be equal with God. Is that equal?
Yes. Yes, Pastor.
If you do what's right and God does what's right, is that equal?
Yes.
Are you equal to God if you're not doing what's right and he does?
No.
You're not equal, but you are if you're doing the right.
That's
you get the
right.
Same mind, you're equal.
Beautiful, yes.
5th chapter, 5:17. If, the phone is not ringing. I don't think anybody is trying to get a hold of us right now. So, you are blaspheming. That's what the scripture says. 5:17 says what? 1 John.
All unrighteousness is sin.
All unrighteousness
is sin.
So when you start talking about somebody in a negative way, that's sin.
Right.
But what does it say?
Yes. And there is a sin not unto death.
That don't mean you do this because it's not unto death, but if you continue, it leads to that.
Right.
What?
We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not.
So when your mind has been regenerated, you don't sin.
That's right. Beautiful.
Not in the regeneration, you don't. And there's a sin that's unto death, but we're talking about there's sins that's not unto death. You're striving.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Read.
Yes. But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself.
What?
And that wicked one toucheth
you
him not.
You keep yourself in a way where that devil cannot touch you.
Yes.
And when you follow God's principles and God's wisdom,
beautiful.
He can't.
Yes.
It takes God to give you to escape that devil.
Yes.
That's the regeneration.
Yes.
Your mind has been renewed. Knowledge.
Yes.
Read.
Yes. And we know that we are of God. and the whole world lieth in wickedness.
Now, don't get upset because we're reading that, because that's what John said. You cannot touch John because John is with God. And you can't touch those that's with God today that believe in that. Can't touch us.
All right, Pastor. That's right.
Read it again.
Yes. And we know that we are of God.
That we are of God.
And the whole world lieth in wickedness.
The whole world lieth in wickedness.
Yes.
Now, that's the way you think when your mind has been regenerated. Now, you exalted in your soul. That's what the scripture says. Why won't you believe God?
Yes.
That's when your mind has been renewed.
Yes, Pastor.
Read.
And we know that the Son of God has come.
Now we know that Jesus has come. The Son of God has come. And wait a minute. So is that Son that he sent to regenerate you when you're talking in this manner? We know the Son of God has come. What?
And hath given us an understanding.
He's given us an understanding. That's why we read, keep therefore and do them.
That's right.
It's your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations.
Yes.
And if you're not keeping God's commandments, you don't have the Son and you don't have understanding. And that's why what I'm saying is foreign to you right now.
Yes.
But what?
That we may know him.
That we may know him.
That is true.
That is true. What?
And we are in him. That is true.
Isn't that beautiful? What?
Even in his Son, Jesus Christ.
What?
This is the true God.
This is the true God.
And eternal life.
This is eternal life. Isn't that beautiful? Yeah. So that Jesus is eternal life. So if you inherit eternal life, who do you inherit? You inherit Jesus. If he's on the inside right now, you already got him.
All right.
But what are you looking for to come back again? You already got him. That's beautiful? Matthew 19:28. Let's go back there.
Yes, sir.
If you got him already, what you looking for him for? He's soon to come back. Now, I know he's coming back. I'm looking for him, but I'm not standing at my door post looking up in the sky.
No.
I want to be here as long as I can and enjoy this life.
Go ahead.
But we have a far greater life waiting on us.
Yes.
I'm not looking to exit too soon, but I'm not looking for to come through no clouds. He's already here. So many say, he's in my heart. Hey, in your heart, what are you out there looking through your window for? Why you, when as soon as you know things get a little cloudy, you look up in the sky? That's natural, man.
Yes.
19:28, read it again.
And Jesus said unto them, verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me.
Ye which have followed the word.
Mm-hmm.
Followed me. What?
In the regeneration.
In the regeneration, because the mind have got to be renewed. What?
When the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory.
What?
Ye also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes.
You're
going
to be able
Israel.
To regenerate others. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Genesis 12 and 1. Let's go there. The Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God have not changed.
That's right.
God have been regenerating minds from Adam. Adam's mind had to be regenerated. Born again.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org.